I'm going to talk on the theme of road accidents, basically, because when I was 9 years old, I was knocked down and very nearly killed by a car travelling at 70 miles an hour in a 30-mile zone, being driven by an uninsured driver, okay? And while I was lying smashed and bleeding on the ground, basically, and the guard, he arrived, and my father told me this afterwards, the first thing that the guard said to my father was, don't make any trouble over this, okay? It wasn't, how's your child, you think he'd survive? It was, don't make any trouble over this, okay? And the reason being was that the woman who was driving the car was brought from the opposite side of the tracks that I was from. And that's just one incident of the network, really, of corruption that it goes on between the Gardaí and the wealthy in our society. And, you know, that's one of the many instances I could relate of where I grew up, a place not too dissimilar to what Frank is talking about, a small town in the west of Ireland. And it's one of the reasons that I became a socialist, I think, because of the oppression of the Gardaí and the very obvious sort of conspiracy, if you like, there is between the Gardaí and the wealthy in this country to keep everything quiet unless, if it affects the wealthy, don't investigate, don't give out, don't make trouble, as it was said. But there's another reason I became a socialist, and it has to do with more positive reasons, and that's because there's a tremendous unharnessed power in this country. The reason that the guards can get away with it, the reason that Shell can get away with it, the reason that the Americans can get away with leaving murderers and terrorists pass through Shannon Airport every day of the week, hundreds of them, is because the people of this country, you know, the ordinary people, I think, like most of us, who believe in truth, who believe in justice, who want a just society, haven't got you know, the kind of organisation and the kind of alliance that they need to be able to come together in a common bond and to use the common bond of solidarity that we've all experienced in our campaigns to actually take on the powerful. Because the one thing you can say about the guards, and you've experienced it, Frank, I'm sure, and the ruling class in this country, is that when they come under threat, they unite. It doesn't matter about what arguments they have behind closed doors. In public, they're together. The guards are together with the Minister for Justice. The Minister for Justice and the guards are together with the press office, the media. They all hang together. The problem that we have in this country is that those of us who are fighting for justice across the broad spectrum of the left are too fragmented. You know, and I think that if we, and Eamon has called for a new alliance on this campaign, I think we need a new alliance in general, because there's a lot that has to be fixed in this country. There's a tremendous power there, as I said, that's starting to come through in the different campaigns like Shell, but it's going to go nowhere unless the left actually comes together in a new alliance that will be able to take on these people and have some chance of winning.